found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG, along with Trent Condon. We talk the world of sports up until 2 o'clock and localize it, as we will do coming up in this, the 1 o'clock hour. Rob Doster will be here. We will talk college basketball with him. He covers college basketball for NBCSports.com. There was some carnage over the weekend in the top 25, no doubt about that. We'll get into that with Rob at about 1:20. And then Tim Yotter, one of the four local teams, the only one of the four local teams that's still standing. They will host the New Orleans Saints. It's the final game of the weekend. Philadelphia starts things off. They will host Atlanta game one. It's 3:35 roughly. Iowa State plays at 2, so not too bad. Then the Patriots, of course, they're the night game on Saturday. We'll see how that one turns out. A pretty good idea. It's not going to go well if you're a Titans fan. Tomorrow, Sunday afternoon, the noon kick is Pittsburgh hosting Jacksonville. And then the Saints and the Vikings will battle, and we will talk to Tim Yotter about that at about 1:40. Trent Condon.
Vikings, Saints.
The winner's going to the Super Bowl.
You think so?
I'm convinced of it.
Yeah, I can't quite
I think
go there yet.
But you're more so of a lean to don't sell Atlanta short.
Of the two, yeah, between them and Philly. But then Philly gets a win. And
I think Philly's going to give them trouble. I got to think that if you're a Philadelphia Eagle, you're sick and tired of hearing that you're the first number one seed ever to be an underdog.
Yep.
You're sick and tired of the fact that nobody believes in you anymore since your quarterback has gone down.
Right.
I think this Eagles pride is going to rear its head this weekend.
I can buy that. I think.
I know I'd be taking the points. I'm scooping them up all day long.
Is it still at 3
or 2.5?
It's 2. It went to 3 for a moment. I think it was. What's today? Today's Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah. Hawkeye Huddle Day is
the Hawkeye Huddle Day from 5 to 6 here on 1700.
I'm sure as Brett Ridge and Dave Creighton will be here.
But yesterday for a moment, I knew it was at 3 at a couple of shops in Vegas. But yeah, you can't get 3 here. Everyone needs, you got to scoop up those.
Right? I'm going to.
But the public's fickle.
Yeah, how do you think the public did last night? We'll talk to Jason later in the week. I got to think they made out okay.
Oh, I think they did well.
Because Alabama didn't cover.
Right.
And Georgia didn't win the football game with the money line bets that they, I know they had some liability out there. There were a lot of people that were laying a lot of money to win a little bit of money on the favorite. Yeah, I think they did pretty well. Now, I don't know about the props or anything like that, but
they did well in the NFL.
Oh, Kansas City in the teasers.
Yes.
That was game one. That kicked the crap out of everybody's teaser.
There's got to be some money line teasers in there.
Yeah, I would think.
Parlays, I mean, and the teasers were all dead.
I think it was a very, very profitable 3-day period in football for the books.
Now, any Sunday teaser just on either side would have been winner for the public, right? Because regardless of who you took in game one, you covered.
Aren't those great?
I
don't know. I mean, I love them. I know they're tough. They're tougher than you think, after all. But
The payouts aren't what the actual numbers say they should be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still nice. Yeah, plus 150 and a little two-teamer. All right, here we go.
Give it a whirl.
4.5, 5 points. So you go up to the three-team, seven-pointer. Oh, yeah. I played them all. I've lost them all. Won a few. Very few.
Probably more than you've lost.
Yes.
Let's hear some calls, shall we? I'll let the audience be the judge as to which one is their favorite. I know which one's mine. So what have we got in order? We've got Chris Fowler, ESPN Deportes. I think the ESPN radio follows that, Sean McDonough. Then we're going to hear Eli Gold, the Alabama call, the Georgia call, and then Russia TV is part of this as well.
Okay.
So let's hear them. They're all the exact same play, the final play of the college football season. You be the judge. I know which one's my favorite. Trent, I'm anxious to see you as a play-by-play guy. Mm-hmm. Which one you think is your favorite? Let her rip. And this is Chris Fowler to begin.
Thank you, Bailoa. Try to make up for it. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown! Alabama wins!
Y ahora sí despertó el público. Tagovailoa con el pase largo. Tiene a su hombre. ¡Touchdown! ¡Alabama es el campeón!
Three receivers right, one to the left. Straight back to pass. Going deep. Throwing it down the far sideline. And it is caught for a touchdown. Devontae Smith wins the national championship. Sideline and wide open behind the defense. One true freshman to another.
Third down. Here's Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone.
Touchdown! Alabama! Devontae Smith! Touchdown, Alabama! And the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain.
16 yards, second 26 on the 41, they say. Tagovailoa going downfield. He's got a man open. Oh, my God. Touchdown. Alabama has won it.
We just lost him in the secondary. Too deep. Got behind our quarterback. And the Crimson Tide. Sweet jubilation for them as the Dogs are heartbroken.
Это не первый раз, да? Я думаю, что он Тагуайлула избавился от этого уже. Так, опять большой пас.
Пас в зачетную зону. Тачдаун.
Вот это да. Потрясающе. Вот что творится, а? Алабама Кримсон Тайд, чемпион сезона 2017 года. Да.
Джордж is going to play coverage and rush four.
These are the coaches.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That did not just happen.
They did
second
it.
And 26.
Same happened right here. This may end the national championship game right here.
Oh, no,
he's got him.
Oh, my Lord. Are you kidding me?
Right by him.
How do you do that?
Have full coverage and a safety didn't get off the hash?
Get the people off the field.
I think that was Cutcliffe. It said this may, it was the first, this guy's, this may end the national championship. All right, which call did you think was the best?
Well, there were two that annoyed me as a play-by-play guy.
Okay, yeah, when the color guys stepped over him.
Right. ESPN Radio, McDonough, I thought had a very good call.
Mm-hmm.
Fowler's was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Agree
awful,
with you.
Awful.
Yep, agree with you.
And the Georgia?
That was great.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was professional play-by-play with...
Heartbreak.
Heartbreak. It was really well done. In that moment, keep your poise, but also parlay what your listeners are going. Mm-hmm. I thought that was the best of the bunch. But again, also, his color guy stepped over.
He did. My
Any color guys out there, knock it off.
Yeah, learn your lesson. My favorite is Sean McDonough. Anytime you get McDonough going through puberty,
yes, the voice
when his voice cracks, as it did in what we thought was a fumble in the Kansas City game this past weekend. when I get Chris McDonough's voice cracks, Chris Sean McDonough's voice cracking, that puts it over the top. That tells me this is pretty good play.
Yep, it's good. He's good.
Yeah, Eli Gold, the Alabama play-by-play guy, and again, his color guy stepped all over him.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard though if you're doing color and you're watching from up above and you're seeing what everybody else is seeing. Oh my God, this has a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's tough to do.
And I don't know who the color guy is. I'm just going to assume he played there.
Yeah,
I mean that's his team that's about to win a national champ. It's tough to keep your comments to yourself. I don't know. Sean McDonough was good. Fowler was not.
No.
And here's the other thing about Fowler. There were two occasions last night. He had Eason in the game. Eason under center at one point. And the Alabama kicker, Papa.
Yeah.
Papa.
The Greek kid,
right?
Yep.
Papa. He had Papa lining up to hit Rodrigo's 51-yard field goal.
Oh no!
If you go back and listen,
yeah,
he has he had Eason in the game,
mm-hmm.
and Papanastos, close.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, right. Coming on for when Blankenship was going to kick the overtime at the time, go ahead 23-20, 51-yarder. That's two occasions.
He's not very good.
No, and look, you and I make mistakes. I'm more so than you.
But that's not true.
I'm in Des Moines. You're in Des Moines.
Yes.
And we're glad to be here. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But this is a national championship, and you want the best, right? And I'm not saying the Musburger should have been there because he was, even, I'm such a fan, but he was getting old, too.
Yes.
He was starting to, His skills were eroding a little bit.
It happens.
It does happen.
It happened to Pat Summerall. Mm-hmm. And I love Summerall.
Happens to all of them, Trent.
Yes. It's not as easy as people think it is. And new names. And I was doing a game last Friday night and got a message on Twitter from somebody. Actually, the pronunciation is this. And I had asked somebody from Southeast Polk.
In advance to help you, and they gave you, they took you down the wrong path?
Well, and they said, yeah, it's this. It wasn't that. And I heard it from a couple. Those kind of things happen, but to have the kicker wrong in a national championship.
And a quarterback.
That was
Jake Fromm has played since Notre Dame.
Right.
Decent, by the way, to Washington. How about that? I mean, it's not going to take him very long.
You like
McDonough. Browning's got 1 year left.
Yes, yes. You like McDonough. I like McDonough.
Yep.
Didn't love the booth with him and Gruden. I was out. I was ready for him.
Yeah, because I was a huge fan too. I'm with you. My Gruden, where I really liked Gruden, was on the bus.
Yes,
and that the quarterback camp.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked though. I liked him at the draft.
Draft was pretty good. Yep.
It's funny you say that because I think this year was the first year that Gruden in the MNF booth was starting to, at least for me, because I'm such a fan to. I didn't hold it where I at one point recently did. I'm with you.
The chemistry just, it never quite worked. McDonough has a little bit more fun. He'll poke. You can't, Gruden will throw a couple of self-deprecating things at him every once in a while, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
McDonough likes to do it a little bit more, I think, than he was comfortable with it. But that was why I was surprised after the game. Were you still watching when they cut back to them up in the...
And they did the fist pump at the end.
Yes.
It was kind of awkward.
Yes.
They shook hands and then one more...
But McDonough was kind of cracking. And I was surprised by that because their chemistry was never great. And that's why I was a little bit surprised by that.
I thought they respected each other.
Yes, yes. I always felt that.
Right.
But I just never felt like maybe they were that close that McDonough would
have. Yeah, I gotcha. You know, a booth that... Who was it? Was it Rick Goslin? Goose? Somebody... I wish I could remember to give them credit. Because everybody, like me, you know, Peyton Manning slides right in there. You know a name that was thrown out this weekend? It makes perfect sense because I loved them in college football. Sean McDonough and Chris Spielman.
Great combo.
Weren't they good in college?
Very, very good. Absolutely.
I mean,
sign me up for that right now.
Spielman's lost in the NFL, I think.
Yeah.
Who's he work with? I don't even remember who he works with. He's down the list. It's not Chris Myers, is it?
No. I would hope not.
No,
I don't think
he's way down in the pecking order.
He's like the number four crew, something
probably
like that.
Probably so. Yeah. I don't even know if he's CBS or Fox.
It's Fox.
It's Fox.
Yeah.
But that duo of McDonough and Spielman doing college football was as good as there was for me.
Run it back. Run it back on Monday Night Football.
I mean, I could see that happening.
But he just signed with Fox.
He did, and he left ESPN to do so.
Yes. Might be difficult.
Yeah, but that booth makes some sense.
Randy Moss, something different. That's what I want to see.
I could see that happening. I could see that happening.
Might have to be a three-man booth, though, which is tough.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if... During those lulls, if Randy Moss would be able to have enough to fill it.
Could he go toe-to-toe with McDonough?
Right.
Sean McDonough's a really bright guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that Randy Moss isn't, but when you put a microphone in front of him with the fill time, you get in trouble.
Yeah. You got seven guys up on a panel. He can throw in his quips, and I think he's really good at that. And I think he would be interesting. Might have to be a three-man booth.
Mm-hmm.
Bring back Kornheiser. Dennis Miller.
Not Dennis Miller, Kornheiser.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. That announcement should be coming, I don't know, relatively soon, right?
After the Super Bowl?
Probably so.
Yeah.
We'll take a timeout. Rob Doster, college basketball. We're going to go college hoops on a national perspective. We'll focus on the Big Ten and the Big 12 at the top of that. And look forward to Rob Doster and then Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com. Trent Connor and myself with you until 2. It's the Ken Miller Show on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines, so many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
I light the night for my dad.
I light the night for my daughter.
I light the night to end blood cancer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night brings together survivors and supporters to bring light to the darkness of cancer and to help fund life-saving research. About every 3 minutes in America, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Advances made in blood cancer research are leading to treatments for many cancers and other serious diseases. Help light the path to cures. Join Light the Night today.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email, so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. grasshopper.com/radio.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online washersystems.com.
It costs $15 per day to provide the necessary shelter, food, and veterinary care for every animal at the Animal Rescue League of Iowa. And right now we have over 1,000 animals in our care. For as little as $5 a month, you can join our loyal friends club to ensure that the ARL will continue to be there for animals in need. The need is now. The need is local. Visit arl-iowa.org/donate to start giving today. Thank you.
Cap is back. Flag Guy here. We're proud to sponsor the foremost expert on all things Chicago, Dave Kaplan, weekly here on the Ken Miller Show. While Cap has the behind the scenes on your favorite Chicago sports team, we have the flags, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, Cubs. We've got them all. Northwestern too. I guess they kind of count. Check out our Chicago flags and a whole lot more online at heartlandflags.com. And peep the retail store too. 3719 Southwest 9th, Des Moines.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Here we go.
Back to Iowa's only local sports show over your lunch hour.
Yeah, baby.
Here's Ken and Trent.
All right, welcome back. It's the Ken Miller Show.
1700 KBGG. Tim Yotter coming up in about 15 minutes or so. VikingUpdate.com. Right now, let's talk college basketball and do so on a national perspective. Rob Doster joins us. NBCSports.com. College Basketball Talk. He is with us. Rob Trenton, Ken in Des Moines, thank you for coming on. How are you, Rob?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Doing fine. You know what I want to start with you is, well, there's a ton of carnage this past weekend, but the Michigan State-Ohio State game, to me, was maybe as, not a head-scratcher, but Ohio State's getting good. I thought Michigan State was still head and shoulders above anybody in the Big Ten Conference. Do they have company now as far as at the top of that conference, or was that a one-off, if you will?
I don't think it was a one-off, because I think that Ohio State is actually, you know, pretty good. I think that Kade Bates' job might actually be the Big Ten Player of the Year at this point, which is kind of crazy to think about it. You got a guy in that conference that's had a double-double in every single game in Jordan Murphy, and you have Miles Bridges in that conference. And the guy that is winning Player of the Year was on the team that was so bad last season that Thad Mata ended up getting fired for it. So I don't think that Ohio State is a fluke by any stretch of the imagination. I do, however, think that this is the kind of thing that happens in conference play, right? If you look at the favorite for every one of the Big Six leagues, not including the American, Villanova has a loss in the Big East already. Arizona has a loss in the Pac-12 already. Kansas has a loss in the Big 12 already. Texas A&M is 0-3 in the SEC. Kentucky has a loss in the SEC. Duke has a loss in the ACC. So The team that we all thought was going to be the best team in each one of those conferences has already taken a loss. It's league play, man. Like, at some point, everyone is going to get beat on the road in conference play. It's just what happens in college basketball. You know? And I try not to overreact, even when the loss is as bad as what it looked like with Michigan State at Ohio State. So I'm trying not to overreact to it. But I think the big thing that we can take away is that while Michigan State and Villanova are probably the two best teams in college basketball this year, the gap between them and the rest of the field is not anywhere near as big as it has been in past years.
Great news.
Chris Holtmann takes over that job. Thad Mata, he was basically the athletic director. Smith looked at the roster, says, there's no way you can win with this roster. We'll make the move now as opposed to waiting for a year. Taking over this roster and getting them to play at this level, what does that say about him and what he's more than likely going to build Ohio State into in the future?
Well, you know, the first thing you got to say is that Thad Mata played most of last season without Kade Bates-Jopp. And as good as Kade Bates-Jopp has been this year, you got to figure that he probably could have made a difference last season with that team. I think you also have to factor in that it helps when the most talented player on your roster is someone like Kade Bates-Jopp, as opposed to somebody like Jaquan Lyle. Jaquan Lyle is what we like to refer to as a losing basketball player. So I think that that helps Chris Holtmann as well. But I do believe, I was asked this question a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember who asked. It might have been you guys. That if I had to pick one coach that I think could end up being in the Hall of Fame that is not in the Hall of Fame right now, one young guy, like the next guy to step up to be to that Coach Cal, Coach K, Bill Self, Sean Miller kind of level, I said it was Chris Holt. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's a fantastic basketball coach. I think what he did at Butler was severely underrated when you consider that when he first arrived there, he was taking over the program for a guy that went 4-14 in the Big East the year before and had to leave in October due to a medical leave. And I don't think we ever really got clarity on what happened there, but So I think that Chris Holtmann, to answer a question, is fantastic. But I also think it's important to note that Thad Mata had a seven-year stretch where he was the best coach in the Big Ten, where Ohio State was the best program in the Big Ten. What happened with Thad Mata is not that he forgot how to coach basketball. It's that he is a guy that never really got mixed up with some of the extras that come with recruiting at this level at this point in time, and he is a guy that has health issues that kind of limited what he was able to do in terms from a coaching perspective, from a recruiting perspective. So Thad Mata's, I guess, quote-unquote, downfall, I think, has been overstated a little bit. And watching what this Ohio State team is doing this year kind of does make me wonder whether or not Ohio State actually jumped the gun on their decision to get rid of Thad Mata. But, you know, I got to tell you, if it was going to fall into somebody's hands, I can't imagine that that job could have fallen in better hands than Chris Holtman.
Yeah, it certainly looks like it so far, no doubt. Rob Duster is our guest, and I'm with you. I don't think it's going to change. I want to go back to last Saturday night because the anticipated matchup was Trae Young, Javon Carter, Oklahoma versus West Virginia, the phenom freshman, and all of that, his high-scoring average against maybe college basketball's best defender in Carter. The first half was all Carter. Young got going in the second half. His team still fell, but that was a very entertaining 40 minutes of basketball that that ensued. Just Carter versus Young, well worth watching that game.
Yeah, you know, I think what it kind of gave us. So here was my overall takeaway. I think what we got in that game was a kind of a blueprint on how to beat Trae Young and beat Oklahoma, right? You press him, you do what you have to do to get the ball out of his hands. What West Virginia did was they double-teamed him every time Oklahoma was inbounding the ball. And as soon as somebody else caught the ball, they would face guard Young and try to – they just did everything they could. They sold out to keep the ball from getting in his hands. And, you know, we've seen that before. We've seen Arkansas do that a little bit when Trae Young – had his second worst game. The only other loss that Oklahoma's had this season, it was against another pressing team like Arkansas. So I think the blueprint is there for what you need to do to be able to slow them down. But I don't know if that's replicable. Like, if you don't play the way that UNLV play or that West Virginia plays every single practice, every single day, if you don't play the way that Arkansas plays every single day, every single practice, like, I don't think that you can just start doing that with 2 days of prep before a game. So, while I think that that kind of shows us what you have to do to kind of get in Trae Young's head, and I think that West Virginia was in Trae Young's head, I don't think that this is just something that anybody in college basketball, that any team is going to be able to do. You know, there's Bobby Huggins has recruited and has, over the last 4 years, he's recruited to this style of play. He's had these kids in his system for 1, 2, 3, 4 years playing this style of play. They've practiced this every single day. They've done their workouts to build to this every single day. They've gotten in incredible shape, and they're doing it all to build towards this system. And I don't think that that's something that's replicable. So as good as West Virginia looked there, I wonder how many teams are going to try to do that. You know, is Shaka Smart going to go back to trying to play havoc with Texas this year when they do happen to play them? And is it actually going to work? That's going to be one of the more interesting storylines for me going forward in the Big 12 season.
Big 12, it is a deep conference. We know that. But could it be we just have a bunch of good teams and no great teams by the end of the year where we get to the second weekend and there's only a couple alive and nobody in the Elite Eight? Or do you see more depth, top-end depth, that can develop out of this league?
So I think that with the Big 12, I think that the best teams in the conference at the top, I'm not sure there's another league that is as strong at the top as the Big 12 is. You know, I think West Virginia is right now probably a top five team. I think Texas Tech right now is probably at worst a top eight team. I think that Oklahoma is probably a top 10 team. And then we haven't even talked about Kansas yet, who, if they do get Billy Preston back and if Sylvia D'Souza gets eligible, then all of a sudden we're looking at another team that could end up being a top 10 team. So the top of that conference is absolutely loaded. And then look at the other teams in the league,
TCU.
Right? TCU has been better than people expect. Texas is, they've struggled a little bit, but they're still waiting to get Andrew Jones completely healthy. And until they do get Andrew Jones completely healthy, I think it's a little bit unfair to judge them. But I do think they're a borderline tournament team. I think Baylor's a borderline tournament team at worst. I think Kansas State is going to be good enough to upset some people this year. Oklahoma State has given teams fights when they come into their building. Even Iowa State, man, you know, they haven't exactly had a great start to Big 12 play, but this is still a team that's kind of figured things out from where they were at the start of the year. I don't think they're getting back to the tournament, but I also don't think that it's going to be easy to walk into to Ames and pick up a win. So the biggest thing for me about the Big 12 is the double round robin, and the fact that every team in that conference is good enough to pick somebody off on their home floor. It's just the league is great at the top. They could end up getting as many as 7 or 8 teams into the NCAA tournament. And there really is no, like, bottom that falls out of the conference. Yeah, there's no night off. So I just don't see how you can look at the Big 12 and not say that that is the best conference in all of college basketball. I think that maybe the Big East could be a little bit close, but I don't think the Big East has the top-end teams. Frankly, I don't think the ACC is anywhere near as good as it usually is right now. I think North Carolina's a little bit down. I think Louisville's a little bit down. Notre Dame just lost Bonzi Colson. Duke can't guard anybody. I mean, if me and Trent ran a pick and roll against Duke, we probably they wouldn't have any idea how to stop that. So, you know, I don't think you can really consider Duke as one of the best teams the way that they're playing right now. So, at least in my mind, the Big 12 is far and away the best conference in the country.
You know, and let's stay with the Big 12 because Chris Beard, to me, look, they don't give out any coaches of the year on January the 9th, but I think that maybe the Red Raiders...
We did. We gave out our midseason coach of the year, and you know who we gave it to? Your boy Chris Beard.
Yeah, see, he deserves it. I was right on. I mean, I don't want to say they've come out of nowhere, but I don't think anybody thought that they'd be a top 10 team at this point, and they clearly are.
Yeah, you know, I do think they are. I think that they're probably the most complete team in that conference. I want to see what happens as they become the hunted. You know, one of the things that Chris Beard is so good at doing is getting these guys that have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, that have something to prove, to buy in and to play their tails off for him. And I think he's also an exceptional coach when it comes to being able to scout and game plan and build a defense around the way that he wants to be able to defend. But I want to know what's going to happen now that teams are gunning for them. You know, it's not like... Fan bases now know how good Texas Tech is. When you host Texas Tech, you are hosting a big, massive game. They play at Oklahoma tonight, right? That all of a sudden has turned into a matchup between two top 10 teams. That is a huge game. And Oklahoma's fans are going to show up and show out like it is. You know, even last week when Texas Tech was playing at Kansas, I still think a lot of people felt like that Texas Tech was one of these teams. You know, we see it every year, where some of these teams that aren't really basketball powerhouses will go like 12-1 in the non-conference. People will get excited about them because they're winning games. And then when they get into league play, they start losing because people realize, like, hey, they just got hot at the right time against a bunch of teams that probably weren't actually all that good. And I think that's kind of what people were expecting out of Texas Tech. But you know what? That's not true, man. Like, that is a really, really good team. And I think the one last thing that we have to see is what happens when they are the biggest game on the schedule for their opponents. And I don't think that's not something that you can test. That's not something you can figure out until you actually see it. If you look at what happened with Northwestern this year, we all thought they were going to be good, but it turns out now that they're the hunted, they kind of stink.
That's an excellent point, something to watch. Thank you, Rob Doster. Great stuff. We love having you on. Look forward to doing so in the weeks to come.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Rob Doster talking college basketball, NBC Sports. Quick timeout, Trent. We went a little long there. Tim Yotter coming up next. Viking update. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC. Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, communities, and hope. So donate, shop, and volunteer at your nearest ReStore on East Euclid or in Urbandale.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs. With no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-463-5391. That's 800-463-5391. 800-463-5391. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at MRExecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
And welcome back. Our final segment here, Tuesday edition of the Ken Miller Show. It's Trent Condon and myself taking you up until 2 o'clock. As promised, we're going to get to the Vikings. Of the four local teams, the last one standing, the Minnesota Vikings, and they will host the New Orleans Saints. Oh, how the narrative has changed from week number one when it was all about Adrian Peterson playing his former team back in his old home stadium. We know how that turned out. Nobody knew about Alvin Kamara unless you were a Tennessee Vols fan at this point. We do at this point. Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com. I've been a great friend of the program for a number of years. He's got his thumb on the Vikings, and he joins us. Tim, Trent and Ken in Des Moines, thanks for coming on. How the narrative has changed. You remember all the way back to week number one and all the Adrian Peterson conversation, Tim.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, once Peterson signed with the Saints, I think a lot of people were shaking their head, kind of wondering how he was going to fit, myself included, thinking, okay, Sean Payton's got this wide-open offense. Drew Brees loves to chuck it around. Adrian Peterson is not at all that type of back. How does he fit? And I think the trade to Arizona showed that, indeed, he does not fit that type of offense. And really, the Saints have been better off for it, you know, Ingram and Kamara are the first set of teammate running backs that have each gone over 1,500 yards in a season. First time in NFL history that's happened. And for them to do that when Peterson was helping share the load early in the season is really pretty remarkable. So I think they've found their groove. They know what they've got, and they're a good team for it.
So after the results on Saturday, you knew you were going to see the winner of this matchup. I know there's two schools of thought. All right, you lost to Carolina as a Vikings fan. You went out there and beat the Saints. But there's also, well, who's better right now? Where were you as you were watching the game? Where was your rooting interest as you're watching Sunday afternoon into the evening?
Well, I mean, I've said for the last week that the toughest matchup for the Vikings would be the Saints. That's the team that I think should, concern Vikings fans as much as anyone else. Mm-hmm. I felt like despite the loss to the Panthers, that the Vikings were a far superior team to Carolina, and that if they got them at home, eliminated the big mistakes that really hurt them when they went down to Carolina, that the Vikings could easily win that game. The Saints, I still think the Vikings can win it. Las Vegas has them as a 4-point favorite, but I think they are a much tougher matchup because they are so much more versatile on offense.
I couldn't agree with you more. Having said that, they're going to be going up against the NFL's number one defense. Tim, this is as a football purist, this is the matchup you want for. You want a really good offense, which the Saints will bring to the field against a really good defense, which clearly the Vikings fans have had. Vikings have had all year.
Yeah, and in years past, when the Vikings have gone to the playoffs, when they've had explosive offenses, you've always worried and wondered about how their defense would do and just kind of hoped that the offense would be able to, have a 25, 30, 35 type point game. In this matchup, I don't have concerns about the Vikings defense. The problem is that the Saints are so good offensively. My point is, if any team can handle the Saints, and I'm saying any team in the NFL, I think it is the Vikings. And if either team gets to 30 points, that's the team that's going to win. I think it's going to be more in the 20 to 26 point range that the winner resides. And so I just think the Vikings have the personnel and the scheme that can really match up well against the Saints. I don't think it's going to be a domination like it was in the season opener. I mean, the score in that one ended up 29-19. It really wasn't that close. I mean, the Vikings had that game in hand early. This one, I think, is going to be a struggle that goes third, fourth quarter. And in years past, if the Vikings had a lead against a good offense and that offense had the ball with 2 minutes left, there was always a bunch of concern. I think the Vikings are good enough to finally be able to shut down one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL today and one of the most productive of all time.
So just internally, taking the Saints out of this, what concerns you most inside that locker room with the Vikings as you kind of take a big picture view going into the playoffs, into the first game? What concerns you most about this Vikings team?
Well, I would say probably two things. Number one would be the kicking game. It doesn't have as much to do with the history of the Vikings, Gary Anderson, Blair Walsh, and all that, as it does. You've got a new long snapper. You've got Kai Forbath, who has played in one postseason game in his career and not kicked a field goal in the postseason in his career. And so I think the big moment, the excitement, the energy of U.S. Bank Stadium, I think that's a tough environment for a kicker to try to relax and not feel pressure if it would come down to a big kick at the end. And, Forbath has been okay this year, but not great. I think he's like 32 for 38, something like that, in his field goals. So that would be one concern. The other concern, and I have said this since week four of the season, the running game has been fairly productive, but it hasn't really been explosive. And, they may need some explosive plays against a team like the Saints. And if they had Dalvin Cook, I think it would be a much different looking offense, much more explosive offense. And Mike Zimmer did say, one thing he wants to see is more explosiveness from his offense. So Those are the two key points, I think, that would concern Vikings fans.
Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com for you Viking fans in the listening audience. I'm not certain that in week number one we knew how good Marshon Lattimore was going to be. He was drafted first round, I think he was 11th overall, the first of the two Saints first-round picks this past April. The way he's come on and really proven to be true, at least at this point in his career, as early as it is in his career, as a shutdown corner, do you expect that they will try and match up him on Diggs or Thielen or just whoever ends up on his side? Who will Lattimore see?
I mean, if they are going to match him up against one or the other, I think it would be Thielen. But given the balance of the Vikings offense and their passing game, I don't know that you really have to match up your top corner against, the Vikings receivers because, unlike what I think will happen with on the Vikings side of the ball, I think Rhodes will end up shadowing Michael Thomas.
I do too.
In this instance, Diggs and Thielen are fairly even as far as production, ability to get open, good route runners. So I don't know that it necessarily makes sense for you to change around your defense and have a cornerback shadow Thielen. They may do it, but I don't think that's necessary for them to do.
Michael Thomas, he is so important to what they do. You got him out there. We saw another big performance out of Ted Ginn. Xavier Rhodes, we know he'll be probably locked up on Thomas throughout. How about that other side, Trey Waynes, and what he's going to have to do against the other receivers for the Saints?
Yeah, and, I think Waynes and Alexander have both been playing better and better as the season's gone along. Waynes, I think, he earned his starting spot at the beginning of the year. And for the most part, I think he has continued to get better as the season's progressed. And therefore, I don't have a ton of worry about, another receiver doing a lot. I think, they're going to get their yards. Drew Brees always gets his yards. But I think the Vikings scheme is sound enough. I do imagine that they will test Waynes quite a bit, but, Ginn is kind of one of those hot and cold receivers and, may not have a lot of catches. And then all of a sudden, as we saw against the Panthers, an 80-yard touchdown, that was their first scoring play. And I don't, Ginn didn't do a ton after that. It's going to be up to partially the defensive line to just get pressure on Brees. I mean, he does not get sacked a ton, but if you can get pressure on him and make him throw before he wants to or before his receivers are where they're supposed to be in their route, that can make a big difference. So it's not just going to be on the cornerbacks. It's got to be on safeties to help out. It's got to be on the defensive line getting pressure, more than likely with four guys.
All right, so we know Minnesota in general, a pretty tortured fan base up there, and the Vikings in particular. What's the mood? What's the fan base? Tepidation? Excitement? Everybody believing? Where's the fan base at in your mind right now?
All over the place. I mean, you can find the extremes on both ends. There are people that are absolutely, because of the way that they've gone through the highs and lows and especially lows late in playoff runs with this team, they're just kind of waiting for that last shoe to drop. But there's also those that have been that way in the past that I've heard from, and they say, because of the way this team is built, it's such a solid defense. It's proved itself against a lot of good offenses. There is no one superstar that you might have to be concerned if this guy gets hurt. There is a bit of a different feel among some people. I really think that this is a team that I can really put my heart into and hopefully not get it broken. So it really depends on the person. I've heard from, just all kinds of different viewpoints on that. And it's really interesting to see it all. And once it all comes together, however it turns out, one side is going to be right. The other side is probably, going to either be happy that they didn't put all their eggs in the basket, all their emotional eggs in the basket, or At the end of it, you know, if the Vikings do win the Super Bowl, maybe they'd say, you know, I wish I would have just enjoyed that run a little bit more instead of worrying so much.
Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com. Tim, two more real quick ones, if you don't mind. Zimmer's playing very close to the vest. Who will be the second quarterback on the depth chart? Who will be number two behind Case Keenum this Sunday afternoon in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I asked him about it yesterday and didn't expect an answer and didn't get a whole lot. But he did say, you know, that they think they'll take their time with Sam Bradford. And that's sort of the approach that I expected. I think it will probably be Teddy Bridgewater as the backup and, you know, Bradford, keep him practicing for another week, make a decision next week and see how he is.
And finally, the early game on Saturday, Philadelphia will host Atlanta. Do you have a feeling for that game at all?
Well, I mean, Philadelphia has the home field advantage, and I think it's a big one when you're talking about outdoors Philadelphia at this time of year. The better team, I think, is Atlanta. If they're playing on a neutral field, if they're playing indoors, or somewhere where weather doesn't matter, I give the edge to Atlanta. You know, I kind of still do because I just don't really trust Nick Foles all that much in playoff football. So I guess that's sort of where I would put it. But I would say this. I think, you know, the Vikings are a better team than either of those two. Should the Vikings advance, whether they have to go and play in Philadelphia or host Atlanta, I like the Vikings' chances.
Sure feels like that to me, too. Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it, as always.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good to talk to you. Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com is part of we used to be the Scout. What is it now, 24-7?
Yeah.
24-7 Sports. He's got the Viking site over there and has for a number of years. It does a great job. Trent, before we get out of here, and we have precious few minutes left. Does it feel like to you, just to wrap up our conversation there, that if the Vikings win this game, or regardless, whoever wins this game is probably going to represent the NFC?
Still not willing to.
You're not going to go there. You like Atlanta.
I do. I think they're finding a way. There's something to be said. Experience.
Right. And they overcame that Super Bowl runner-up.
Yeah.
Kind of phobia or whatever
they
want to call it.
They snuck in. It's usually you're out of the playoffs. So I don't think it's a slam dunk. Yeah, and if Philadelphia wins this week and Foles starts to play a little bit better, you're going to have to go into Philly then to win that game. So I don't think it's the foregone conclusion that it seems like a lot of people are jumping on.
Which fan base would you rather be a part of? The Philadelphia Eagles with Nick Foles in the divisional round or the Jacksonville Jaguars with Blake Bortles in the divisional round? Regardless of opponent.
Regardless, okay.
Which quarterback
would I rather have for this week?
Right. Not fantasy. You're a fan of the Eagles. You're a fan of the Jags.
Bortles.
You really would?
Bortles.
He ran the football very effectively,
that's
Trent.
That's right where I was going.
Yeah.
Now, he had some awful throws.
Head-scratching.
Setting up screens. Mm-hmm. And not even screen passes.
No, I know.
Without a lot of pressure at him.
Did not look like an NFL quarterback.
No. Looked like a guy didn't know if he was a lefty or a righty. Trying to figure out.
What did I see? Like a $20 million decision on him after this season?
Pretty easy decision.
I think so. I mean, there really isn't a decision.
Right.
Just pick up the phone and call Eli.
Yes.
You're Tom Coughlin.
Come on down.
Eli Manning's going to listen.
Retire in Florida like everybody does. Come on,
Absolutely.
Eli.
Absolutely. The last time Iowa State played in Lawrence, they won in overtime.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like that's going to happen tonight.
No. 15.5, the number.
That's the last time I saw. I logged off my computer.
It seems like a little bit.
So you're taking the points, not expecting Iowa State to.
I stared at it this morning. I took a long look.
But you haven't made up your mind yet.
I think I'm on Iowa State.
All right.
I think I'm going to grab the points.
So this will be a log on at 7:55 and make your final determination
at that
point?
I think so, yeah. I got a little break here in between shows, so
all right.
I'll do a little more sleuthing, a few more numbers that I look at, see what I can come up with, but leaning to grabbing the points, but no, outright win. I will not be jumping on the money line. I'll tell you that.
Does West Virginia play ahead of them again? I know there's a game. They're the late game on the deuce. Let me look real quick. I thought that either.
Is it West Virginia, Texas Tech?
I don't see it listed.
Okay.
I don't see an ESPN. Now, ESPN's got two of them at 6, so that's maybe. Yeah, it's Baylor, West Virginia.
Baylor, West Virginia.
So that's got to be the early game on the deuce, is my assumption.
So that means what? We'll get to it at 8:40?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, they'll push back the tip until 8:08, yep. And they'll be on ESPN3, and if you're like me and you haven't figured out how to get ESPN3 into your TV, yeah. You're going to be SOL until so that point.
Maybe it'll go to ESPN News, that's what you hope.
Well, so, what does News have? I thought.
They have a game? Did he run into that?
They've got, no. So. ESPN U does. There's nothing that I see on ESPN. Tulane, Memphis at 6. Here's hoping that's over. Maybe they'll find a place to park it, but you can bet your bottom dollar that the game is going to tip late with following West Virginia. By the way, a week from Monday, Kansas at West Virginia.
Ooh, that's
big
good.
Monday.
Yeah.
15th of January, that gets your attention.
I like big Mondays.
Indeed, me too. We're out of time. We had a big show today. Really enjoyed it. Fun show. What a football game. What a way to end college football. We are back tomorrow. Jimmy B and TC, they're abbreviated today. From 4 to 5, Hawkeye Huddle 5 to 6, Ridge and Creighton roll on in here. What are you and Jimmy B doing?
It's a Tuesday. That means a little Cyclone Talk first with Alex Halstead from 24/7 Sports. Ben Kercheval will stop by from CBS, put a cap on college football, and then the huddle for an hour. And we'll see if Brett and Dave can figure out this Hawkeye basketball team.
I'm guessing the answer is no disrespect to them, but they've been, I mean, if nobody else can, we're out of time. We're back tomorrow, noon to 2. We appreciate you listening right here. It's the Ken Miller Show on 1700 KBGG.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.